it's Dana with the Big Time with Whitney Allen in the Big Brother backyard with Jason.
Hey.
How do you feel about the outcome?
I feel like it couldn't win any better.
How do you feel about Cody winning America's Favorite Player?
He took a lot of heat in the beginning of the house. He spent a lot of days secluded. The only thing was he got to be secluded with Jessica, which is probably not a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So he got to share some of that heartache with someone, so it made it a little easier for him. So you know what? Congratulations. I mean,
yeah,
you know what? He had it coming.
Yeah.
Do I wish I would have won it? You're dang right.
Of course.
$25,000 is $25,000.
How do you feel about this season being most known for the bullying situation?
Me?
Yes, you.
I'm most known to be a
bit. No. How do you feel about this season? Like,
oh, yeah. You know, I was not a fan of the bullying, right? Like, it just doesn't. It's not in my appetite whatsoever. And so, I guess, to each his own. But at the same time, I was always kind of inclined to at least finally get in there and stop it at some point. I mean, they just didn't want to seem to stop on their own sometimes.
Right. And I have to ask, because it did make national headlines, in the heat of the moment, I believe you made a comment about Kevin's wife and his daughters.
Yep.
How do you think he's going to react when he hears of that?
I already told him.
Oh, you did?
I told him because I knew that it could have been taken out, and there's those words are never, ever, ever, in any circumstance, any situation, ever.
Yes.
Should never even be said. And so I, afterwards, and it was the way it was, and we hugged it out, squashed it, and I will spend the rest of my life apologizing to him, his family, and my family for somebody taking it and running with it the wrong direction, because it's absolutely never a good thing. And I am honestly sick to my stomach when I think about it.
Yeah.
Even though it was in no way, shape, or form, but I still said it. And so, like I said, but we squashed it. We squashed it. I love that
Josh
man, and
crazy.
I will be. My family will be spending New Year's with his family in Boston.
Fun.
So I'm like, that ought to be an indicator right there of he understands. I understand. I am extremely sorry for actually letting that get out of my mouth like that. But I will, like I said, I'll take it on the chin the rest of my life until it's not a thing.
Right. Do you think that anything said in the Big Brother house is okay because it is a game, or should there be a sort of line drawn, like, okay, let's not attack Cody's military experience, right, or let's not?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, all you actually have in the Big Brother house is what people say.
Right.
So it almost makes it more important to watch your words, but at the same time, you literally are going crazy. You're stripped of everything. You're the most vulnerable you've ever been in your life. You know, you're basically trapped.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the stress levels are extremely high.
Yeah.
You're extremely vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And you literally have no clue what is
truth
and what is fake. So, I mean, I think everybody gets a pass, not just because I've said questionable things. Everybody is bound to say questionable things. You are recorded 24/7.
Yeah.
And so no matter whether it's stories or whatever, you're always trying to do and say things to get somebody else in the house to remember, always hopefully for a positive.
Yeah.
But you're always trying to do things that get them on your side or get them to associate with you on a more personal level. So, I mean, it's going to happen. It doesn't make it right, that's for damn sure. But I think you can't probably scrutinize it as bad as you could in a normal setting.
Yeah. You got to find out while you're in the Big Brother house that your wife is pregnant.
Yes.
Any chance, we'll get like a Big Brother themed name out of this, or?
You know what? They were asking me, if it's a boy, I could name it Alex. If it's a girl, I could name it Alex, right? Obviously, that's got to go through the boss.
Yeah.
So
of course.
It's going to be, I'm a big fan of names. I mean, Gatlin was my favorite for a boy.
That.
That's my son's name. And we've got some really killer names already for boys and girls that we had from the last pregnancy.
Well, Dana's a unisex name. You need one. I'm just saying.
That's right. You know, I have a Dana that's a male in my town, so probably I won't use that one because I don't. You're right.
We don't like him, or
no, we like him.
Okay,
he's got the name.
Oh, so yeah, he's already the one Dana.
Yeah, he's already the one Dana.
Darn it, Dana! You're messing with me.
So you know, but I mean, that news couldn't have come at a more appropriate time for me because I was running out of happy places to go to in my head. And I was drowning. And when I got that, I just felt 100% recharged and to the 500.
Have you been able to see her yet? Is she here?
No. I won't probably get to see her till tomorrow.
Okay. But
yeah, I know that sucks. But for whatever reason, I mean, I wasn't in the top three. So they have rules and regulations. Oh. That's fine. But tomorrow.
Yeah.
If I have to run to the airport on foot, I'll do it.
Aw. Something I heard that was interesting. You auditioned for American Idol before this?
Oh, like in 2006.
Yeah, way before that.
And I can't sing.
You just wanted to do it for fun.
I just wanted to go, right?
Well, you know, you probably don't know. Dale, you've been in the house. They're bringing it back. Maybe you should go audition again. Maybe we'll get you in.
I couldn't sing in 2006. I probably sing less in 2018.
One of the funner things for fans, one of the trends that was trending US-wide was hashtag Raven Exposed Party.
Oh, yeah!
I think I know my answer. How many of her stories do you think are fabricated, exaggerated?
I'm just going to go out on a limb here and try to be conservative.
Okay.
And say 99%.
Oh, my gosh. Jason, thank you for making time with the Big Time with Whitney Allen.
Yeah, thank you.